Rav Mati Krauss showed me an interesting sefer called Paninim Mibei Midrasha, which in his discussions on yesterday's parsha points us to a fascinating Ramah in Hilchos Shabbos, which in turn is a quote, a citation from the Mordechai in Masechta Shabbos, who writes a fascinating Hanhaga on the basis of a pasuk in yesterday's parasha. Mordechai in Perakol Kisve, Simen Shin Sariches, says as follows. He says, Al Masha Nagu Ha'olam, the Minig Ha'olam is, so he's writing in the 1200s in Germany, Shekol Yimei HaShavua, all days of the week, Misorin Baboke Lebes HaKnesses, people get up in the morning to go to shul, L'spalel or Lilmo, to daven, to learn, but b'Shabbos, and on Shabbos, Yeshenim Yoser b'Shacharis. People sleep in longer. So this is an old minhag, goes back to Germany, 1200s. And Mordechai is addressing this minhag, to sleep in longer on Shabbos than they would ordinarily do during the week. Zeo Taimo Shal Davri. Want to know why? This is why. You're probably thinking, Davar Pashut, I don't have to go to work. Why do I need a raya to the minhag if I don't have to go to work? But apparently, that's not enough of a reason not to go to shul early in the morning to daven. Need a raya from a pasuk that it's okay. What's the raya? Because in the parsha we read yesterday, it says when it comes to the carbon tamid, the daily carbon tamid, it says baboker baboker, which implies early morning. So daily carbon seems like it's brought early morning. And then the Mordechai writes ubetamid shel shachar de shabbos lo ne'amar baboker ela uviyom hashabbos. But on Shabbos, when discussing the Karbanos, now notice this is a bit of a questionable phrase because the Mordechai, as we have it, says with regard to the Tamid of Shachar on Shabbos. It doesn't say Baboker, but it says Uviyom HaShabbos. That's questionable, Post can point out, because Uviyom HaShabbos is in reference not to the Karban Tamid of Shabbos, but to the Karban Musaf of Shabbos. Okay, but the Mordechai writes that when it comes to the Karbanos of Shabbos, it doesn't say Baboker, which is true. It doesn't say Baboker. It says Uviyom HaShabbos. And that implies Ichur, a little bit later on in the morning, says the Mordechai. He says, this pshat, Rabbi Yehuda heard in Rome, quoted from Rav Haigon. So Mordechai ascribes the minhag of getting up a little bit later on Shabbos morning, all the way back to Rav Haigon. One looks in the Maharil, in Hilchos Shabbos, Siman Lamed Zayin, Maril writes that on one occasion, it was Shabbos Nachamu, the Tzibur finished their davening in shul before Maharash, Rebbe, finished with his yeshiva bachrim, davening in his home. And when the Tzibur came to visit the Rav, so they said to him, why are you davening so late today? And Maharash said to them, what am I supposed to do that you're davening and finishing so early? He says, Maharash said, on Shabbos you get up early, more than during the week, and I on Shabbos, I sleep later in the morning, he says. And Maril quotes that the Maharash has a Kabbalah biyado meirabo. He had a Kabbalah from his Rebbe, who once again pointed to the Psukim in yesterday's Parsha, that on Yom HaShabbos, they didn't get up early to be makir of the Tamid Shal Shachar like they did every day during the week. And what's the reason? So whereas the Mordechai didn't give a reason, he just said a pasuk seems to imply that was the practice. The Maharil says, here's the pshat. Kedei shelo levatel shenas shacharis to onek Shabbos. Sleeping on Shabbos morning is an onek Shabbos. In order not to be mevatel that shenas shacharis, which is onek Shabbos, so the Maharash himself said, I had Kabbalah to sleep in a little bit longer Shabbos morning and daven a little bit later on Imarich B'Sheinas Shacharis. So writes the Maharil and Simen Lamed Zayin, that this is based on the mitzvah of Onik Shabbos. In fact, the Ramah writes in Reish Tzadi, the Ramah there says explicitly, Hilchos Shabbos, that if one is Ragil B'Sheinas Tzoharayim, I must speak about sleeping in the afternoon. One is accustomed to taking an afternoon nap, don't eliminate it, because it's an oneg It's a mitzvah oneg on Shabbos with regard to the afternoon nap. And the Mishmur is quick to caution, don't take that to an extreme. Don't take too much advantage of that afternoon nap. It will cause bittul Torah, but some nap apparently is recommended. Oneg Shabbos, a mitzvah. So whereas the Ramah is talking about Shenas Sarayim, the afternoon, Maril is talking about Shenas Shacharis, in the morning. And the Ramah in Hilchos Shabbos Simen Reish Pei Aleph quotes this as well. He says, V'noagim Shabbos Shabbos Me'acharin Yoser Lovo Lebeis HaKnesses Mibuchol. The minigus says Ramah, then on Shabbos morning, we come to shul a little bit later than during the week. And this is based on the Mordechai. Okay, so the Ramah, the Mordechai, and the Psukim in yesterday's parasha, V'yom HaShabbos, no mention of Baboker, Baboker. On the other hand, you have the Radvaz in his Shuvas Chelik Beis, Simen Tov Reish Dalet, who says that although Rav Haigon, Devar of Divrei Kabbalah, Rav Haigon, his directives are Mesorah, the Radvaz says, don't think that I think that this is a nice minog. He says, I think this is a minog bilti hagun. Not such a great minog. Why? Says Radvaz, Yashkim Letfila b'Shabbos. Get up early for davening Shabbos morning, like you do every other day of the week. So writes the Radvaz. And he adds, after all, Zrizin, Makdim in Lemitzvos. So Radvaz seems to be somewhat uncomfortable, this minog of the Mordechai and the minog that is then cited by not just the Mordechai, but by Aril and by the Ramah as well. I guess you can be Mekayim Onik Shabbos by going to sleep earlier Friday night and getting up earlier Shabbos morning. You know, Mehechet Eis, that Onik Shabbos is dafka sleeping later in the morning. You can get your sleep in the afternoon, get your sleep in earlier in the night. You know, there's other ways of getting your Onik Shabbos sleep. So perhaps you can do both. You know, get your Onik Shabbos sleep and be makdim to the mitzvah of Shacharis as well. The Achronim ask on the Ramah's Minhag the following Gemara in Megillah Chav Gimel. The Gemara there says as follows. B'yamtiv says the Gemara, Ma'acharin lavo lebeis HaKnesses. On Yamtiv the Gemara says, we come later in the morning to Shul. Why is that? So Rash explains, because they have to prepare. So does Yamtiv. Yamtiv morning, we've got to cook for a meal. Then the Gemara says, Shabbos mimaharin lavo. On Shabbos we come to Shul faster. Why? You can't cook on Shabbos morning. Your meal is done from before Shabbos. No excuse to stay home Shabbos morning later and cook for the meal Shabbos morning. You can't do that al pi din. So therefore, Shabbos memaharin lavo. So some of the Chronim ask, the Gemara seems to indicate, Yomtif dafka ma'acharin lavo in the morning, and Shabbos memaharin lavo. Is that not against the minhag of the Ramah, against the Mordechai? That is the question. So the Aruch HaShulchan in Simen Reish Pei Aleph writes, it's not a kasha, he says. When the Gemara says, B'Shabbos M'maharin Lavo, that means Shabbos we come earlier to Shul than on Yom Tif. But that doesn't mean we come as early to Shul on Shabbos as we do during the week. In other words, Aruch HaShulchan says, according to Mordechai, weekday mornings, that's the earliest you go to Shul. Shabbos morning, a little bit later than weekday mornings, and Yom Tif, when you have the excuse to cook in the morning for your meal, so then in Ma'acharin, you come even later than on Shabbos morning. So writes the Aruch HaShulchan explaining how the Ramah and the Mordechai would fit with this Gemara in Megillah Daf Chaf Gimel. Now the challenge though here is the following. If one is going to be coming to Shul on Shabbos a little bit later than one comes to Shul during the week, one has to bear in mind on the flip side, the other end of the coin, which is the following. The Gemara says that both on Yom Tif and on Shabbos, Memaharin Latzeis, you can't dilly-dally in Shul, you got to get home quickly. So whereas maybe you can come to Shul later Yom Tif morning than you do on Shabbos, and you come to Shul a little bit later Shabbos morning than you do during the week, but on the end of the davening, Memaharin Latzeis, you're supposed to not be delayed in getting back home. Why? Rashi says, Simchas Yom Tov, Onik Shabbos, you're supposed to enjoy your meal. And in fact, the Shulchan Aruch tells us in Reish Peches, that it's usher lehesanos b'Shabbos ad vav shavs. It's usher to fast for the first 6 hours of the day, Shabbos morning. Cannot fast till chatzos. Now chatzos nowadays is 1 o'clock. Not so terrible, but you know, in the winter when chatzos is on the earlier side, sometimes it becomes a bit of a challenge. If a shul is starting 8:45 and I'm going to have a long davening and I'm going to schmooze and walk home slowly, you can't fast, says the Shulchan Aruch, on Shabbos morning until chatzos. And sometimes that poses a challenge, getting home and starting your seuda before chatzos. How does one avoid that challenge? So the Prima Gadim says, if one were to eat something before Musaf, then there's no tainus anymore. So then I don't need to be worried about fasting past chatzos. Now that's not so simple, because eating before Musaf means I have to go make Kiddush. It means that I'm going to be skipping out in many shuls on that which I should be sitting in shul for, Haftarah, Kriyas Haftarah. If the shul takes a break, like they do many Shivas and Rosh Hashanah morning, you make Kiddush after Shacharis, and you make Kiddush before it's Kiddush Shofar, and you eat something, okay. So if the shul votes that we're going to take a break after Shacharis on Shabbos morning and go down and make Kiddush, fine. That way you're not fasting past chatzos. But if your shul is not taking a break, and you can't skip out on Kriyas Haftarah, Haftarah, so what then do you do to avoid this problem of fasting past chatzos on Shabbos morning? So the Aruch HaShulchan writes, well, first I got to tell the Mishnah Berurah writes that the chazanim who schlep, so that the shul lets out after chatzos, says the Mishnah Berurah, it's not appropriate. Especially in winter days, you can't schlep the davening to the point that they get home after chatzos. The Aruch HaShulchan advises, though, as follows. He says, he thinks if you drink just a hot drink in the morning before davening, says Aruch HaShulchan, he thinks that's also a means of avoiding this issue of fasting past chatzos. Because you have the Aruch HaShulchan, at least to be somechan, that if you drink a hot drink before Shacharis in the morning, then you're not going to be in violation of fasting past chatzos. But even so, the Aruch HaShulchan says, mitzad the din of Seuda Shabbos, he thinks that the Seuda of Shabbos morning has to be eaten before chatzos. Because the first Seuda is Friday night, the third Seuda is Shabbos afternoon, so the second Seuda has to be in the morning. So even if you avoid the issue of fasting past chatzos by drinking a hot glass of tea in the morning before Shacharis, but the din of Seuda Shabbos requires you, argues the Aruch HaShulchan, to eat the second Seuda, the Shabbos morning Seuda, dafka in the morning before chatzos. So, therefore the Aruch HaShulchan argues that al-kalpanim, one must start the Seuda of Shabbos morning before chatzos. He says, that's my minug. So one has to balance. On the one hand, ma'achar in lavo a little bit, then more so than during the week when you come to shul on Shabbos morning. But at the same time, ma'arin latzeis, you got to be sure to get home in time to start your suda before chatzos.